When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We may be soon attending The Weeknd's funeral. The Little Mermaid premiere was so feel good, we are exploding. We catch up with Shinsia and Elena Rose. And we find out what's trending on Twitter. Hint, he leads an army. It's Tuesday, May 9th. This is Billboard News, and I'm Tetris, here to run down your top stories. Abel Tesfaye revealed in the latest cover story for W Magazine that it may be time to start planning a funeral for his alter ego, The Weeknd. A star was born in 2012 when The Weeknd made an appearance on the Billboard Hot 100 with Drake on Crew Love. Now the artist is a fixture on the chart. Well, it seems like the end of an era as Abel is looking to put to death his alter ego, telling W Magazine. I'm going through a cathartic path right now. It's getting to a place and a time where I'm getting ready to close The Weeknd chapter. I'll still make music, maybe as Abel, maybe as The Weeknd, but I still want to kill The Weeknd. And I will, eventually. I'm definitely trying to shed that skin and be reborn. If you followed the storyline for his album After Hours, you may have gotten the sense that Abel was setting up The Weeknd's demise with the bloody damage the character suffered in the videos. He continued, "The album I'm working on now is probably my last hurrah as The Weeknd. This is something that I have to do. As The Weeknd, I've said everything I can say. We'll miss The Weeknd, but very excited to see what Abel has coming." And I'm always ready for anything Disney has coming. Wait till you see this. The Little Mermaid premiere was Monday night in Los Angeles, and the star showed up to shower the film's lead star in love for this culturally significant moment. I know something's starting right now. So last night, Hollywood was the place to be. I absolutely died when Offset and his kids showed up. Tia and Tamara brought their kids, and just watch as Tia points out a real-life mermaid to her little princess. It's too much! And this is what Halle Bailey had to say about stepping into the role.
It means the world to me, this moment, especially for the beautiful babies to be able to see a reflection of themselves. I am just honored to be a part of this.
I cannot wait to see this movie. Can you tell? Part of you. Now, I may not have made it to that premiere last night, but I did go on a speed date with Shinsia recently. You gotta check it out.
Okay. What the hell?
It's gonna be so quick.
What's this?
Can't control this feeling, but I like it. Watching you for a minute, it's enticing.
Where are you from?
Jamaica.
What's your sign?
Libra.
What's your dream job as a kid?
This? To be an artist.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I ain't got none.
Ooh, what's your favorite fast food?
A donut. Oh. Krispy Kreme. Oh,
ooh,
my God.
I love Krispy Kreme.
Give me that.
They're
going to give me the double chain, man. Ooh,
okay.
Freaking donuts.
So what's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? I have none. Anything with Jason Statham in it, to be honest.
What's your favorite place to vacation?
Jamaica.
Okay. See, I like that. Thank you for hanging out with Billboard.
Oh, my God. I love her. I also love me some BTS, and I got some good news. Gold and BTS's RM team up for a new collab and top hot trending songs.
Love is a violence.
South Korean singer-songwriter Gold and BTS's RM come together for Don't Ever Say Love Me. And it leads this week's hot trending songs chart powered by Twitter. The track was released on May 4th after Cole teased the track on social media and is the pair's second song to be featured on the chart following Hectic, that peaked at number 6 in December 2022. Jack Harlow grabs the number 2 spot with They Don't Love It from his surprise new album, Jackman.
Same page, I heard about the rapper that you claim was a mainstay. They had a nice run, but they never gonna maintain because...
Music from the late Gordon Lightfoot, who died on May 1st at the age of 84, takes 3 spots on the chart, including Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald at number 3.
Saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you.
Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart, powered by Twitter, tracks global music-related trends and conversations in real time across Twitter, viewable over the last 24 hours or past 7 days. And from the leader of a boy group to who this Latin star would put in a girl group.
Hi, I'm Elena Rose, and my dream girl band would be Gracie, Emilia, Goyo, me. Y el nombre sería... No se puede Cheetah Girls, ¿verdad? Cheetah Girls de esta época.
That's it for Tuesday. Come back Wednesday for Hanging with Baby Tate and Sweetie. See you mañana. Bye.